told us before, do you love me?
今天我们讲到的主题就是刚才碧君姐跟我们说的，你爱我吗？
And it's not about loving me, but it's a question that Jesus asks Peter.
这并不是说要大家问大家是不是爱我，而是耶稣问彼得的一个问题。
And I think this question is maybe also asked to all of us.
也许这是耶稣问我们所有人的一个问题。
The reason why I've been thinking about this,
我思考这个问题的原因是
it comes from one of the devotions we had with the Nordic Pastoral Group.
这是我和北欧传道会一起做灵修的时候想到的一个事情。
I think this question is a little bit scary.
我觉得这个题目有点吓人。
I think it's quite personal and deep.
它非常的亲密。
But most importantly, I think this is a question that we all need to reflect on, that we need to really grasp the meaning of.
最重要的是，这是我们每个人都应该思考的一个问题，我们应该真正的了解它。
I think that the outcome or the answer of this question is essential for your relationship with God.
我认为这个命题的结果是你和神的关系的一个中心。
And I think in everything we do, we should have a reason behind it. And whether we love Jesus or not, it will affect our lives.
我们无论做什么，都是背后是有一个深层次的原因的。那么我们是不是爱神，就是所有问题的终结。
And throughout this year, we in the church has been talking about commitment.
今年这一年我们讨论了关于委身。
And this has been the theme of our church.
这是我们教会今年的一个题目。
And I think that this question about loving Jesus is tightly connected to commitment.
我认为是不是爱耶稣这个问题就是和我们能不能委身紧密联系的。
So today we will look at the passage of John, in the Gospel of John.
所以在我们看约翰福音的时候
where Jesus is showing himself to the disciples after his resurrection.
耶稣在他复活以后呢在使徒面前显现。
And Jesus did show himself several times, but this time we're going to look at the events by the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣在他的使徒面前显现了几次，这一次呢，我们就是要看他在加利利海边向使徒们显现的。
And the passage today is John chapter 21:1-17, as we read before.
今天我们要阅读的经文就是约翰福音，第27:1-17.
I want to read for us again, but before we do that, I want to pray for us.
我会再把这一段经文阅读一遍，但在我阅读之前呢，我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父
I thank you that we have gathered here today.
我感谢你，我们今天聚集在这里
，to worship you，
一起来崇拜你
，to sing for you，
来赞美你
，to glorify your name，
来赞美你的名。
I pray you will speak through me today.
我祈求祷告你今天通过我的口向大家诉说
that we will understand better what it means to love you
我们可以真正的明白爱你意味着什么
and that we can examine ourselves if we really do love you
我们也可以自省我们是不是真正的爱你
I pray all this in Jesus' name
我奉耶稣的基督的名求阿们
I will read this in English, and I don't think we need to read this again in Chinese, but I think you can follow on the screen up here.
以诺传道会用英语阅读这段经文，我们不需要再重复他的那个中文的阅读了，大家请看大屏幕。
It says, Later Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened.Several of the disciples were there. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and two other disciples. disciples. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. We'll come too, they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, fellows, have you caught any fish? No, they replied. Then he said, throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some. So they did. And they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, jumped into the water, and headed to the shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from the shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them. Fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. Bring some of the fish you just caught, Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. Now come and have some breakfast, Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to the disciples since he had been raised from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. So in these verses, we read about two different events.
在这段经文里面, 我们读到发生了两件事情。
The first one is about the disciples going to the Sea of Galilee and fishing.
第一件事情呢, 就是这一群使徒到加利利海去钓鱼, 去捕鱼。
And the second one is Peter's conversation with Jesus.
第二件事件呢, 就是彼得与耶稣的一段对话。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that Jesus, after his resurrection, tells the women to tell the disciples that go to the Sea of Galilee to meet me.
在马太福音里面, 我们读到耶稣在他复活以后, 叫女人们去告诉他的使徒, 在加利利海去见他。
The disciples listen, and now they're back at the very same place where Peter met Jesus for the first time.
使徒们, 听从了话, 然后他们回到了彼得和耶稣第一次见面的地方。
And they're on a boat, doing what they knew best before meeting Jesus, fishing.
他们在船上, 做他们在认识耶稣以前最擅长的事情, 捕鱼。
Now there are different views of what this fishing symbolizes.
对于他们捕鱼这件事情呢, 有不同的看法。
Some would say that the disciples, they went back to their old self.
有些人说呢, 那些使徒们又恢复到以前他们的生活状态了。
Maybe we can relate. Sometimes when we feel that Jesus is far away, we go back to do our old things.
也许我们也可以联系到自身状况, 有时候我们觉得耶稣远离我们的时候呢, 我们又恢复到了过去的生活状态。
And some would say that the fishing is something the disciples had to do because they had to stay alive. They have to have a livelihood.
也有人说呢, 他们去捕鱼, 这是因为这是他们谋生的手段, 他们必须要做点什么。But
no matter the reason,
但无论原因是什么,
they were on this boat trying to fish.
他们在船上试图捕鱼。
And I say trying to fish because they got no fish all night, right?
我说他们试图捕鱼, 因为他忙了一整晚, 一条鱼也没捕上来。
And disappointed with the night, they were met with excitement on that morning.
这样一个令人失望的夜晚, 迎来了一个充满希望的清晨。
Jesus was on the shore, and he was asking them if they had any food.
耶稣在岸上, 他问他们，你们找到食物了吗？
And they were disappointed, and they, at that point, they didn't really know it was Jesus, so they answered him, no.
他们当时非常失望，而且在那个时刻，他们并不知道岸上的人是耶稣，所以他们回答说，没有哦。
And Jesus, he tells them, if you want fish, just throw out the net on the right side.
耶稣对他们说，如果你们想捕到鱼的话呢，就把网撒在船的右边。
I don't know if you have thought about it, but what goes around in Peter's and the disciples' head when he says that?
我不知道你们有没有考虑过，在耶稣说那句话的时候，彼得和其他使徒的脑袋里都在想些什么呢？
Their profession is fish. They were fishers. They have been fishing all night and got nothing.
他们一生都是以捕鱼为业的。他们捕了一晚上的鱼，一条鱼都没有捕上来。
And they didn't know it was Jesus on the shore, right? So for them, it was a random stranger telling them how to fish.
当时他们并不知道在岸上的人是耶稣，对不对？所以对他们来讲，也就是岸上有一个普通的陌生人。在教他们怎样捕鱼。
It's like losing a football match.
这如同在踢足球的时候，他们已经落后了。
And at halftime, some random stranger comes in and says, "Oh, you just need to shoot more, then you will win, right?"
然后在半场的时候，有一个陌生人跑来跟大家讲，哎，你们就是朝那个门里面踢呀。
As if that is nothing they have been doing all night.
然后大家就在想，这不是我们一整晚都在干的事情啊。
So I think that Peter must have been fed up.
我想当时彼得一定是非常厌烦。
But he did throw the net in anyway.
但是他仍然把他的渔网撒了下去。
Maybe in frustration, just to show the man that it doesn't work. I show you.
也许只是在一种非常无奈的状况下，他就想。给这个陌生人看，你看，这就是没鱼。我刚才已经告诉过你了。
And Jesus, while not being on the boat, he gave them instructions and helped them get so much fish that they had a hard time to pull the net in.
当时耶稣并不在船上，但是他仍然给了他们指示，教他们怎样去捕鱼，而且捕到了如此多的鱼。
I think sometimes we might be working too hard on our own, doing things without Jesus.
我在想，有时候可能我们自己真的是太努力了，但是这个努力是没有寻求耶稣帮助的。
There's a difference between doing things on yourself, by yourself, and doing things with guidance from Jesus.
这当中是有一个区别的，一种是完全靠自己的努力。另外一种是靠着耶稣的指引去努力。
And I think the disciples got to learn that again.
我认为这些使徒要重新上这堂课。
And after this, we read that there's a disciple that Jesus loved, which is John, the one who wrote this gospel.
我们读到在这一群使徒当中，有一位是约翰，是耶稣非常爱的使徒，也就是写这一段福音的使徒。
He realizes that this man on that shore is Jesus.
他意识到那个站在岸上的男人就是耶稣。
This miracle had to be the work of Jesus.
这样的一个神迹一定是神的神迹。
When great things happen, do we think like John? It has to be Jesus.
在非常美好的事情在我们生命中发生的时候，我们有没有像约翰那样想呢？这一定是耶稣在动工。
And Peter, when he realizes, put on his clothes, jump into the water and swim to Jesus.
当彼得意识到这是耶稣的时候，他穿上他的衣服，跳进水里，直向耶稣游去。
And this leads us to the conversation.
那这就引导我们到了他们的那段对话。
The breakfast with Jesus and the conversation that centers around, "Do you love me?"
就是他们一起和耶稣用早餐，还有耶稣问彼得，你爱不爱我？
Which also brings us to the three points that I have for us today.
然后这就引到了我今天要讲述的三个事情，三点。
The first point is why this question.
第一点就是为什么要问这个问题。
The second one is why do we need to love Jesus?
第二个问题是为什么我们要爱耶稣。
And the third one is the outcome from the love of Jesus.
第三个问题就是我们爱耶稣的结果。
So the first one is why this question.
所以第一个问题就是为什么要问这个问题。
As I told you before, for the past months, I have been questioning myself this question.
像我在先前讲到的，在过去的一个月里面，我一直在问自己这个问题。
For some of you, it might be weird to hear that someone working in the church having to ask this question to himself.
对你们当中在座的有些人来讲，可能这听上去好奇怪的。一个在教会里侍奉的人会问自己这个问题。
But on the contrary, I think this is so important, and maybe even more important for me to ask this question to myself.
但相反的，我觉得这对我来说是如此重要的问题。正是由于如此，所以这是最重要的问题，我要问我自己。
Because we might think that we do a lot in church.
也许我们自己觉得我们在教会里已经服侍很多了。
We serve in different ministries.
我们在不同的部门里面服侍。
We go to all the prayer meetings.
我们有参加所有的祷告会。
We come for all the Sunday services. We may be even one hour early.
我们每个周日都来主日崇拜，甚至有可能还提前一个小时到。
We have meetings for hours planning for the church.
我们为了教会的事工开会，而且一开就是几个小时。
We have been serving here for so many years.
我们在教会里服侍了那么多年。
Why do I even have to answer this question?
为什么我还要问这样一个问题呢？
Isn't this enough to show my love for Jesus?
我为耶稣做的难道还不够吗？不够显示我对他的爱吗？
I'm not saying that we're not doing enough.
我不是在说我们做的不够。
What I'm saying is doing all these things does not equal love for Jesus.
我要所说的是做那么多的事情并不意味着爱耶稣。
Let us look at Peter.
让我们看一下彼得。
In some respects, Peter was, some would say, the foundation stone of the church.
从很多 角度来看，彼得呢，就是我们教会的基石。
But he was asked by Jesus, not once, but three times.
但是耶稣问了他不是一次，而是三次。
Three times he was asked the same question, "Do you love me?"
他被问了三次，三次都是同一个问题：你爱我吗
？Just think of having this one-on-one conversation with Jesus, and he asked you, "Do you love me?"
想象一下，你和耶稣有面对面的这次谈话，他问你：你爱我吗
？Peter was following Jesus.For 3 years.
使徒彼得跟着耶稣跟了三年。
He left his job as a fisher and became a fisher of men.
他离开了他原本的职业，作为一个渔夫而成为一个得人的渔夫。
And he was taught by Jesus.
他受到耶稣的教导。
He saw the miracles done by Jesus.
他看到耶稣有做了那么多的神迹。
He went out to share the good news with people.
他到外面去与众人分享福音。
Peter was literally living a life following Jesus every day.
彼得是真正的每天都在跟从耶稣的一个人。
I mean, he even walked briefly on water to follow Jesus.
他甚至在水上行走了一段。为的就是要跟从耶稣。
Yet he was asked this question.
然而，他仍然被问到这个问题。
If we think that this question Jesus is asking is not for us because I've served so much in the church, then we just need to look at Peter.
如果有人觉得、哦、我们不应该被问这个问题哦，因为我们已经在教会里侍奉了那么多了，那让我们来看看彼得
or even Judas，
甚至犹太
Judas followed Jesus，
犹大有跟着耶稣啊。
He saw all the things he did，
他看到了，他目睹了耶稣的所有神迹啊。
He basically did the same thing as Peter，
其实他基本上跟彼得做的事情差不多。
But Judas didn't love Jesus.
但是犹大并不爱耶稣啊。
He betrayed him for 20 pieces of silver.
他为了20个小银子就出卖了耶稣啊。
If disciples of Jesus can end up like that after following him for 3 years,
如果耶稣自己的使徒在跟从了他3年以后仍然是如此。
We need to constantly ask ourselves this question in order to be sure where we are in the relationship with Jesus.
那我们真的是要不停地来问自己，来确认我们跟耶稣的关系。
You know, when Jesus was talking with Peter, he could have asked a lot of different questions.
你们知道在耶稣跟彼得对话的时候，他可以问很多不同的问题啊。
Do you now understand why I asked you to stay up and pray with me in the Garden of Gethsemane?
现在你明不明白那天晚上我在西科马尼园让你晚上不要睡觉跟我一起祷告是为了什么？
Do you believe what I've taught you now? You see that resurrected?
现在你相信我教你的了吗？我现在已经从死里复活啦。
Do you now believe that I'm the Son of God?
现在你相不相信我是神的儿子啊？
Do you trust in me now, the one you denied the other day?
现在你相信我了吗？当天你可是否认了我。
When reading that Jesus asks Peter this question 3 times, I think many of us start to think of this denial of Jesus, which Peter did after Jesus was taken away.
在读这段经文的时候，很多人可能想起了耶稣受死那天晚上彼得3次不认主的事情。
And yes, it is connected.
是的，这确实是有联系的。
Peter denied Jesus 3 times after saying that he would never do anything like that.
彼得3次不认主，而且是在他说了我不可能做这样的事情之后。
When Peter jumped into the water, from the boat, he knew in his heart that Jesus knew what he did.
在彼得跳入海中的时候，他心里深深知道耶稣一定知道他干了些什么。
He knew that it would be painful.
他知道这会很伤心。
And when you read the text, when Jesus asks Peter, he actually doesn't use Peter as his name.
在你读经文的时候，你们会看到他并没有叫彼得。彼得。
He's using Peter's old name, Simon.
他用了彼得以前的名字，在西门。
Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
西门，约翰的儿子，你爱不爱我？
He didn't use Peter.Because the name was given by Jesus and means the rock.
他没有叫他彼得，因为这个名字是耶稣给他的。彼得的意思就是坚石、岩石。
But maybe it does that to remind Peter that you haven't been the rock I wanted you to be.
也许耶稣这样的叫他的背后，就是要提醒他。你并没有成为我希望你成为的样子，成为教会的岩石。
And when we read that when Peter is asked for the 3rd time, he's hurt.
我们读到在彼得被问到第三次的时候，他觉得很伤心。
Because he was reminded of what he did.
因为他被提醒了他的自己的作为。
There is more to this question than what it seems like.
所以这个问题背后有很多的含义。
The question about love for Jesus is really pointing at the intimacy Jesus wants with us.
这个爱不爱耶稣的问题的背后，指导我们要深层考虑的就是和耶稣的亲密关系。
The relationship to Jesus is personal.
和耶稣的关系是非常私人的。
Christianity is in its core a relationship with our God.
基督教的核心就是我们跟我们神的关系。
A personal relationship.
一个非常私人的关系。
God really wants nothing except an intimate relationship with you.
神其实什么都不需要，他需要的是我们和他的亲密关系。
We can serve, we can do a lot of things in the church.
我们可以侍奉，我们可以在教会里做很多的事情。
But if it's not done in love for Jesus, then why are we doing it?
但是如果这不是出于对于耶稣的爱的话，我们干嘛要干这些事情啊？
My daughter Noelle is soon 2 years old.
我的女儿 Noelle 很快就要两岁了。
Time flies.
时间过得好快啊。
She's now in the kindergarten and she's learning a lot of new things every day.
她现在在幼儿园，然后每天都要学到很多新的知识。
And she comes home and she's playing with the toys and we can hear that she's been learning to count in the kindergarten.
他回来跟他的那些玩具玩，然后我们可以听到他在幼儿园里现在在学数数。
She can count to 8 now.
他可以数到八了。
One.
一。
Two.
二。
Three.
三。
Eight.
八。
Sometimes I think about what does Noelle wants to learn.
有时候我在想，究竟我们要学些什么
？What does she wants to do in the future?
他将来会是怎样的
？Playing the piano.
弹钢琴。
The guitar.
Guitar, 吉他。
Playing football, I want her to.
去踢足球，我想让他去踢足球。
Maybe swimming, dancing.
也许去游泳啊，跳舞啊。
I really want her to play board games and video games with me.
我真的很希望她能玩那些桌棋啊，然后电子游戏啊，跟我一起玩啊。
I think there's a lot of things that she can do.
我认为她能做许多许多事情。
But one of the things that I want the most.
但是有一件事情是我最希望的。
Maybe the first thing is to know Jesus. But the second thing is I want her to have a close relationship with us, her parents.
第一件事情是让她知道耶稣，然后第二件事情呢，就是和我们她的父母有亲密的关系。
I want her to be able to speak with us no matter what problems comes her way.
我希望她可以坦然地来跟我们诉说她的问题，无论她遇到怎样的境况。
I want her to know that we are there no matter what happens.
我希望她知道我们永远在那里，无论发生了什么，我们都会在那里。
We want that intimate and close relationship with her.
我们真心希望和她能有那种亲密的关系。
And Jesus wants the same relationship with us.
耶稣也希望能与我们有如此的亲密关系。
And by asking this question of love, Jesus is making us self-examine ourselves to help us understand our love for Jesus.
通过这个问题，耶稣是让我们自己审视自己，我们爱不爱耶稣？
Do we love him?
我们爱耶稣吗？
Or are we doing a lot of things without the love for Jesus?
或者我们做了许多事情，并不是出于爱耶稣？
We should be serving Jesus because we love him.
我们因为是因为爱耶稣，所以去侍奉他。
Serving should be the result of love for him, not the opposite.
侍奉应该是出于爱耶稣，而不是相反的。
We don't serve to deserve love, but we love and therefore serve.
我们并不是去侍奉，从而能获得爱，而是因为我们爱，所以我们去侍奉。
Because to Jesus, our relationship with him matters the most.
因为对耶稣来说，我们跟他的关系是最重要的。
And it brings us to the next point.
然后呢，让我们来看第二点。
Why do we need to love Jesus?
为什么我们要爱耶稣？
Some of you here might not believe in God.
在座的人当中，可能有人并不相信有神。
For some of you, Christianity might be a religion about following rules.
对某些人来说，基督教也许就是一个宗教，我们要遵守 各种各样的规矩。
Church is a place we gather with people like any other community.
教会呢，就是一个我们跟别人聚会的地方，如同所有其他的那些社团。
Isn't Christianity to follow all the rules and then God will be okay with us? Isn't Christianity to follow all the rules and then God will be okay with us?
难道基督教就是说要循规蹈矩，然后神就跟我们OK 了？
What is all this talk about loving Him and Him loving us?
我们现在为什么要讨论这些？我们要爱他，他要爱我们呢？
God is, he's not really the moral police.
神并不是一个卫道士。
God is not trying to force us to do things that are boring or hard to do or keep us away from things that we enjoy.
神并不是说要我们做一些很艰难的事情，让我们不能享受我们喜欢的事情。God
created us so that we can have fellowship with Him, a personal and intimate relationship.
神造我们是为了我们能够跟他有一个非常亲密的关系。
But we choose to break away from His love.
但是是我们选择了跟他断绝这种亲密关系。
Doing things that God doesn't want us to do, we sin.
做了一些神不愿意我们做的事情，犯罪。
But God never gave up on us, and that's where Jesus comes in.
但是神从来没有放弃过我们，这就是耶稣来到了我们生命中。
And through Jesus and His death and resurrection on the cross, we had a second chance to be with God again.
是通过了耶稣的受难重生，我们又得到和神的关系和好的机会。
God wants to be our friend, our Father in heaven, to be the one we can rely on.
神愿意做我们的朋友，我们天上的父，是一个我们可以依靠的神。
This is why Christianity is about relationship with a personal God.
这是基督教的核心，一个非常个人的与神的关系。
You know, when we read this text today, we can see that Jesus is really having this intimate, friendly relationship with his disciples.
在我们读今天经文的时候，我们可以看到耶稣和他的使徒们有一个非常亲密的关系。
In verse 5, he says,
在第五节中，他说，
Fellows, have you caught any fish?
小子们，你们有没有捕到鱼啊？
The word fellow has been translated into various things by Bible translators.
这个单词因被翻译成 fellow 这个单词，在不同的翻译版本当中被翻译成不同的词句。
The reason why there have been so many different translations of this word is because the Greek word is really a slang that intimate friends would use with each other.
为什么这个单词会翻译了那么多的不同版本呢？因为在希腊语里面，这个单词其实是一个口语。
And while writing this sermon, I tried to find a Chinese equivalent to this word.
在写这段今天的讲道的时候呢，我就想试图要找到中文里面的这个口语单词。
I thought it was a little bit hard, but I went through different words.
我觉得这挑战蛮大的，我有看不同的版本。
Words like 兄弟，
比如说兄弟啊。
哥们儿
啊，
老友，
老友啊。
Or even in Cantonese, I just heard someone say, if you scream this to your friends, then you know your close friend is like, 喂。
也有人说，其实在广东话里面，真是非常亲密的朋友，你就说喂。
But it was hard for me to find a Chinese equivalent.
但是对我来讲，要找到一个中文的很合适的翻译，真的是很难。
But the main point is really that Jesus is saying, lads or dudes.
其实耶稣在这个语境里面，他称呼他的这些使徒们就是 哥们儿啊，兄弟啊，朋友啊。
He was really calling the disciples on the most intimate way a friend would call someone.
他是用最亲密的语句来称呼他的这些使徒们。
Because in the end, this is what Jesus wants.
因为这是耶稣希望要得到的。
In John chapter 15, verse 15, we can read.
在约翰福音第十五章十五节。
I can read in English first. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，但我称你们为朋友，因为我从我父所听见的一切都已经让你们知道了。
And not only did Jesus call the disciples over in an intimate and friendly way, but he also found another way to serve his friends.
不但耶稣称呼他的这些使徒们以一种非常亲密的方式去称呼他们，而且耶稣找到了一个全新的去侍奉他们的方法。
He had already prepared fish on the grill and bread prepared.
他已经为他们准备了烤鱼和面包做早饭。
It's food. I think something we Chinese appreciate the most.
这是食物，我认为这是我们中国人最最喜欢的。
The highway to our hearts.
这是对到我们心里的直通车。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He does what a good friend would do.
他做了一个好朋友会做的事情。
You see your friends work all night getting no fish at all.
如果你看到了你的一个好朋友忙了一整晚，一条鱼都没钓上来。
What would be more appreciated than a warm meal on the beach?
你会不会非常感谢能够在海岸上得到一份温暖的早餐？
We need to love Jesus because he loves us.
我们要爱神，因为神先爱了我们。
We love Jesus because of who he is and what he's done for us.
我们爱耶稣，因为他的品格和他为我们做的事。
And we need to love Jesus because ultimately that's the best thing we can do in our lives.
我们要爱耶稣，因为这其实是我们在我们生命中能做的最好的事情。就是去爱耶稣。
And now we arrive at the last point of today.
那现在让我们看一下今天的第三点。
What is the result of loving Jesus?
那爱耶稣的结果是什么呢？
Lately, I have been to the cinema on Wednesday mornings.
最近一段时间呢，我星期三早晨去看电影。
Because Wednesday is my day off.
因为星期三是我休息日。
And my friend Tura, he also has Wednesday off every other week.
我的好朋友 Tura 呢也是每隔一周他星期三是他的休息日。
So we have started to go to the cinema early together.
所以呢我们就一大早跑去看电影。
And the last movie we saw together was the Marvel one called Eternals.
我们看的最后一部最新的一部电影呢就是 Marvel's 的那个 Eternals.
I'm not gonna spoil anything for you.
我不会在这里面跟你们讲情节的啦。
But in the trailer, if you've seen the trailer, I guess trailers is okay. There's a person who says something.
如果你们看到花絮的时候呢，我觉得说花絮是可以的哦。然后当中有一个人说了一句话。
That person says, "When you love something, you protect it."
他说，如果你爱谁的话，你会去保护他的。
When the first time I heard that, it felt very true.
当我第一次听到这句话的时候呢，我觉得这句话真的是真的。
If you love something, you protect it.
如果你真心的爱什么的话，你会全力的去保护它。
I love Monica, Noel, my family.
我爱 Monica, Noel 和我的家人。
I know that most of you would go far to protect the people you love.
我知道你们很多人都会非常尽力的去保护你们爱的。
Jesus loves us.
耶稣爱我们。
So he protects us from the penalty of sin.
所以他保护我们不受罪的惩罚。
Which is death.
那就是死亡。
And on Friday I was taught the meaning of the word Sadong by my dad.
星期五的时候呢，我爸爸在教我广东话这个单词Sadong。Sadong。
He explained, I know that this is not the exact meaning because I was told today that dong means something else than defend, but the way he explained it was that Sadong comes from two words.
他对我的解释说呢，这个Sadong，死党。好吧，死党， right? 死党，这当中呢包括了两个部分的含义。
Say and dong, right?
死和党。
So the meaning of the word is kind of, if you die.
这个单词的意思呢，就是说如果你死
，your good friend would defend you.
你的好朋友呢，就是会来保护你的。
Right. 如果你死，他会 dong。
如果这个要死的呢，那个会帮你来挡的。
I know that the dong is not that dong, but
我知道那个挡不是那个挡。
But it makes sense.
但是这个确实也是有点道理的哦。
So in a way, Jesus is our Sadong.
所以从某种角度来讲呢，耶稣就是我们的死党。
When we're supposed to die, He defends us.
在我们要去死的时候呢，他来维护我们。
When Jesus asked Peter this question, he replies to Peter, "Yes, you know I love you. With then feed my lambs, then take care of my sheep, and lastly, then feed my sheep."
所以在耶稣问彼得的时候呢，他就说：“是我知道你爱我，那么牧养我的小羊，牧养我的羊，喂我的羊。”
The very first and most important thing we need to do is to love Jesus.
这对我们来说最重要的一件事情，首要的事情就是爱耶稣。
And because of that love, we need to feed his lambs, sheep, and care for them.
因为对于耶稣的爱，所以呢，我们要喂养耶稣的小羊，他的羊，来照顾他们。
Believers are referred to as sheep in the Bible.
信徒们在圣经里面呢是被说成是羊。
And by describing us as lambs, Jesus is really emphasizing us on being immature, vulnerable, and in need of tending and care.
把我们比作小羊呢，其实耶稣是指出我们仍然是没有成熟，然后我们仍然是软弱的，我们仍然需要许多的关爱。
The very thing we need to be fed with.It's the word of God.
我们需要被喂养的就是神的话语。
In the Great Commission in Matthew 28, it says. In the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
在马太福音第二十八章里面 ，Great Commission.
Therefore, go and make disciples.
Oh, that's me.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them.To obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
马太福音第二十八章。第十九节。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We are called to teach, and in this case, feed the people.
我们被教导，要去教导，而且在这段经文里是说要去喂养那些门徒，是跟信徒们。
So that they get to know who God is, who Jesus is.
所以呢，他们能知道神是谁，耶稣是谁。
A theologian once said, Jesus Christ asked each one of us not primarily for obedience, not for repentance, not for vows, not for conduct, but for our heart. And that being given, all the rest will follow.
有一个著名的神学家他说，耶稣基督让我们每一个人最主要的并不是只是说驯服，也不是说要认罪，也不是说要去发誓，也不是要我们的行为，而是要我们的心。一旦有了我们的心给了神，其他的一切都会自然而然的发生。
When we love Jesus, we will stay committed to what we do in the church.
当我们爱耶稣的时候，我们就会委身在教会里面侍奉神。
We will stay committed to serving, loving, and caring for other people.
我们会委身去侍奉其他的人，去爱其他的人。
We will be able to use what we have been taught through the Bible to teach and feed other people.
我们会能够把我们学到的去喂养其他的人。
And therefore, we need to ask ourselves, we need to self-examine ourselves.
所以
do we love Jesus?
所以我们要问自己，我们要省察自己，我们爱耶稣吗？
Is my serving because of my love for Jesus?
我侍奉是出于对耶稣的爱吗？
Because the answer will help you understand what drives you and if you're on the right track with Jesus.
因为这个问题的答案就会让你明白究竟是什么在驱使你。
When we really understand the gospel, when we understand what we have done wrong,
当我们真正的明白了福音，明白了究竟哪些地方我们做错了，
and that we really need this relationship with Jesus, we will run to him.
我们会非常的需要和耶稣的这种亲密关系，我们会向耶稣奔跑。
Because this whole event with miraculous amount of fish, it happened twice for Peter.
因为关于捕鱼的这种神迹对彼得来说发生过两次。
The very first time was when Jesus called him to follow him.
第一次呢，就是耶稣呼召彼得跟从他的时候。
That time was kind of the same. Jesus saw they got nothing all night.
那一次发生的事情呢，非常相似。耶稣看到他们一整晚什么鱼都没有捕到。
But the main difference is that after realizing who Jesus was the first time, Peter fell on his feet and said, Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man.
但是最大的区别就是，第一次当彼得知道耶稣是谁的时候呢，彼得跪在地上对耶稣说，离开我，因为我是一个罪人。
But today in John 21, we can see that Peter has understood the gospel.
但是在今天的经文里面，在约翰福音里面，我们看到彼得知道耶稣是谁了。
Realizing that he denied Jesus.
他知道自己曾经不认主。
He failed him.
他让神失望了。
Was sinful.
他是一个罪人。
But the moment he realizes that the person on the shore is Jesus, what does he do?
但是当他知道岸上的那个人是耶稣的时候，彼得做了什么？
He plunges into the water to get to him.
他跳到海里面去，就直向耶稣游去。
He could have just waited in the boat. They were just 100 yards away.
他可以坐在船上啊，因为他们也就是100多尺离那个岸边。
When we understand the gospel, we understand that we need to get to Jesus fast.
当我们真正懂得福音的时候，我们就会明白，我们要向耶稣直奔。
Jesus is someone who loves us.
耶稣是爱我们的。
Loves us so much that he died on the cross for us, for our sins.
他如此爱我们，他在十字架上被钉，就是为了救我们的救赎。
So that we can have a second chance with the creator of everything.
所以我们可以与我们的造物主有第二次和好的机会。
Jesus didn't need to ask Peter these questions.
耶稣并不需要问彼得这些问题啊。
Because Jesus knows.
因为耶稣知道啊。
He never asks a question because he doesn't know.
他从来也不会因为他不知道而去问一个问题。
But he asks a question because he wants us to learn something.
他问我们这些问题是希望我们能够学到一些什么。
He wants Peter to self-examine himself.
他希望彼得可以自己检查自己。
He needs Peter to realize that he failed.
他需要彼得认识到。
He failed Jesus when he denied him three times.
在他三次不认主的时候，他错了。
But as long as he chooses to continue to love Jesus, he will be feeding the lambs and the sheep of Jesus.
但是只要他选择继续爱耶稣的话，他就可以去喂养神的那些小羊们。
And just like that, we need to self-examine ourselves to really know if we love Jesus.
如此，我们也需要自己检查自己，我们是不是爱耶稣。
No matter how much you're doing in church,
无论你在教会里面有多少的侍奉
，how many ministries you're attending.
有多少崇拜你有参加？
We need to set our hearts right with Jesus first.
我们首先是要让我们的心和耶稣同在。
Think back to the time when you accepted Christ into your lives. That love, is it there?
回想当年你接受耶稣为救主的时候，你对耶稣的那种爱，今日是不是仍在那里呢？
If you don't know who Jesus is,
如果你还不知道耶稣是谁的话
Find out.
去学习
Because Jesus really wants this personal and intimate relationship with you.
因为耶稣真的希望能和你有亲密的个人关系
And I want to end this with three questions.
我想通过三个问题来结束今日的讲道
The first one is, do you love Jesus?
第一个问题就是你爱耶稣吗
Second one,
第二个问题
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗
The third and last one,
第三个也是最后一个问题
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告
Father God, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你
We thank you for giving us this This sermon.
感谢你给我们今日的这个崇拜。
Thank you for giving us opportunity to self-examine ourselves.
感谢给我们这样的一个机会来自己省察我们自己。
To think about what it means to love you.
去回想究竟爱你意味着什么。
I pray that you will help us.Understand this relationship with you.
我祈求祷告，你能让我们真正的明白和你的关系的意义。
Help each and one of us to reflect and really truly ask ourselves if we love you.
帮助我们当中在座的每一位，省察自己是不是我们真正的爱你。
I thank you for what you have done for us.
我感谢你为我们所做的一切。
And I pray you will remind us every day of your love.
我祈求祷告，你在每日的生活中都提醒我们你对我们的爱。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.